And speaking of Taffy music, with me, joining me right now, is Allison Mackay, double bass player from the in the orchestra, in the chamber orchestra. And Allison's with me today to talk about the world premiere of a piece that she has put together, her idea, called Safe Haven. It's taking place from January 18th to 23rd. It's a multimedia concert exploring the influence of refugees on the music and culture of Baroque Europe and Canada today. And Allison, as I said, is with me to talk about it this afternoon. Hi.
Hi, Jean.
You know, we've known each other for years and just sort of passed in the night.
Yes, and so great to be seeing you here.
And to see you, too. And, you know, as we were walking down the hall, I was mentioning to you, you know, some people are just quite satisfied with the wonderful role in life of being double bass players. But no, you're not you.
Well, I think because I don't play solo, so I guess my solo initiative is to put everyone else in the limelight,
right,
and make them do wild things.
Well, you've had tremendous success with these projects, these multidisciplinary projects that you've done with Taffy Music, and not just here, but around the world. What got you started?
Well, we had done projects with words and music for quite a long time,
right,
at Taffy Music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always had the dream of doing a project by memory, where we would memorize an entire orchestral program. And, of course, we all learn to play by memory when we're,
yes,
playing our piano recitals, and singers sing by memory, but we had never done it in the orchestra. And it lent itself to a more theatrical approach of perhaps having images and a lighting design. So
right,
then we were approached to help celebrate the International Year of Astronomy in 2009, the 400th anniversary of Galileo's first use,
mm-hmm,
of the astronomical telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed as if that would lend itself to this new format of concert.
Right.
So since then, really over the last 10 years, we've done several forays into this more theatrical,
yes,
world.
And now that Mariam Toller, who is a narrator and vocalist in the program, is narrating the piece, which you wrote the script for.
Yes, the performance is a concert. It's a,
yes,
a full concert's length of music, but it's narrated. There's a script which gives it a historical and social and emotional context.
Mm-hmm.
And when the audience comes in, they'll also see a beautiful big screen on which are projected 80 to 100 beautiful images,
right,
which are another layer in the unfolding of the performance.
Mm-hmm. And so will Mariam also be singing?
Yes, she will. And as you know, she's an amazing singer.
She is an amazing singer.
Yes.
I had an opportunity to do some improvisation.
Oh.
And we were sort of... it was an audition for her to do a piece, and she was sensational.
Yeah, and I'm very excited because her improvising skills are going to come into play with our other guest artists.
Oh, fabulous. Tell me about them.
So we're having a kora player. The kora is an amazing 21-string lute harp.
Wow.
From West Africa, and our guest artist is from Montreal, originally from Mali,
mm-hmm,
and a wonderful virtuoso player called Dili Mori Tunkara, and he and Mariam and our percussion player Nagme Faramand will be creating some pieces for the audience. We'll want to have a chance to let each of them express the traditional style of playing, which might have been alive at the time of Taffy Music's music,
yeah,
in the 17th and 18th century, but also to experiment a little bit with melding the orchestra and the guests together. And it's some of that at this point is a little bit unknown still, because we'll be creating some music together in the rehearsal process. And
you know, I don't think of Taffy Music as doing anything like that.
Well,
and it's so wonderful.
Yeah, improvising is very much a Baroque practice, and it's something we've gotten away from quite,
sure,
a bit, but the 17th and 18th centuries were full of manuals for how-to books, for how,
amazing,
to create pieces out of little bass motifs and,
right,
ornaments. And I think it's something, when we have our world guest artists, and these people always become part of our family, that we always continue a relationship with them, and the orchestra is transformed by these relationships, because we're very inspired to be more experimental in that kind of direction.
Wow. And so will the, you're telling me then that the orchestra will have this all memorized?
No, I should make
wow,
that.
Wow, that's hard on the orchestra.
Yeah. We do have, we have four of our projects in touring rotation.
Right.
And so wow. it's not always possible when the new one comes along to do it from memory. So this one, in fact, will not be. But but the other theatrical elements of the lighting and the images and the narration will be woven together with the music.
I'm so pleased for you that that and also very impressed that that it's important to you to speak about things that are happening today that have happened in the past and that are present and important things that are happening today for like for refugees.
Well, the story of refugees, asylum seekers, and migration lies at the heart of Baroque music.
And, isn't that extraordinary?
And, of course, at the heart of Canadian life today.
Do you know, I never would have... Never would have thought of that. So thank you so much
thank
for coming
you
in
so
to explain
much.
This.
Thank you.
It's a fascinating, fascinating project, and I can't wait to see it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Alison. We've been talking with Alison Mackay, double bass player with Tafel Music. This is her creation, Safe Haven. It's taking place at Jean Lamont Hall on Thursday, January 18th, 19th, and 20th at 8 p.m. and on Sunday, January 21st at the George Weston Recital Hall. Now, for tickets, you can call the tafelmusic.org box office at 416-964-6337. And you can also call if you want to go on the final performance on the 21st, the George Weston Recital Hall box office at 1-855-985-2787. Thanks so much, Alison.
Thank you.